a number of telemarketers actually got exemptions from the Do Not Call list. Even if you're on it, you can still get solicitations from your bank, your credit card company, nonprofit organizations, and political pollsters, to name some. Steve Hinneker is the director of the Citizens Utility Board. The watchdog group worked to pass Do Not Call into law, but Hinneker admits it won't make everyone happy.
It's a good start. Is it perfect? Probably not. Did some of the special interests manage to get their exceptions in there? Certainly. Can this bill be amended to make it better over time? Definitely.
People who are really determined to keep telemarketers off their phones can subscribe to a privacy manager service through their local phone company. Electronics and department stores also sell devices that screen or block out telemarketing calls. Hinneker says most companies will also respect your wishes if you don't want them to call again.
I'd recommend to anybody who gets a telemarketing call is to simply say that if they don't want to get any more, to ask the company themselves to put your name on a do not call list. And while it's not legally binding, it certainly has had very good success from at least my experience.
The initial sign-up period for Do Not Call will last through December 1st. Telemarketers will have to stop calling people on that list on January 1st. After that, sign-up will be offered once every 3 months. People who register stay on the list for 2 years. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.